FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Thursday Newsmaker is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 620-340-7732.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. At MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Bluestem.
KVOE, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us on this third morning of November. 58 degrees on our way to another very warm 74 today. It is 7:22, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Emporia Police Captain and United Way of the Flint Hills Fundraising Drive co-chair, Lisa Hayes. Lisa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Great. How are you?
Doing good today.
We're doing good. Well, thanks for joining us here today. How is the drive going at this point in time?
It's going really well. I've heard a couple of folks at United Way say that it's going better than expected. So that makes us really happy.
Well, yeah, it's something to be happy about.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lisa's in specifically this morning to talk about a collaboration between Agler and Gattert, also Lyon County State Bank, the United Way, and the Emporia Police Department. And it's a program entitled Preventing Theft for Nonprofit Agencies. And this will be coming up November the 16th from noon until 3. So, Lisa, kind of give us an overview on what this program's about.
Yeah, we're so excited to be able to offer this to the Emporia area community for free. It's something that we feel is needed within our community. We all know that Emporia is such a giving place, right? And we have so many agencies or service organizations within our area that are nonprofits. And, you know, these are boards of people who are just like you and me and other citizens throughout Emporia who sit on these boards. And they do that because they want to be involved and they love Emporia. But the problem is a lot of times we don't have a lot of training as far as how some things are supposed to be run. And the biggest one can be finances. And, you know, we have all these boards that we sit on have a treasurer, right? Well, it shouldn't be just the treasurer's responsibility to take care of the finances or keep track of them. And sometimes these things can lead into problems, and that's what this training is all about, is to help educate and give a little bit of training to some of these folks. Like I said, just like you and me, Ron and Chuck, people who sit on these boards, there's a little bit of a responsibility fiscally that they need to make sure that the finances are on the up and up, if you will.
And you're right, Lisa, because many times this has happened, well documented here with local agencies. So obviously this is something that is out there, and you're right, board members need to be trained and be able to identify something that may be amiss or a different direction that people should be heading. And
yeah.
I think Lisa will be there along with Police Chief Ed Owens and also Kathleen Sentlever with Agler and Gattert. Kathleen is a certified public accountant and certified fraud examiner, so she is highly trained and knows her stuff there, doesn't she?
She sure does, and I tell you, Ron and Chuck, Kathleen is going to be the star of the show here. She knows her stuff. She knows what kind, and quite frankly, just a little tidbit here, when we have a case that comes across our desk, at the police department with issues of this nature, Kathleen's usually our first phone call. She is extremely knowledgeable, and boy, she's going to really put on a good show or give some good information, if you will. Chief and I are just going to be there to provide a couple of remarks and talk about, you know, maybe a law enforcement perspective from this. But I tell you, Kathleen, she knows her stuff. And boy, this is going to be a training that you don't want to miss if you are involved in any kind of service organization in the community.
Lisa, when it comes to, what is going to be discussed. You kind of, you know, gave us a broad stroke, and without giving away the store, what can folks, I guess, expect to hear when it comes specifically to Kathleen's side of things and on their roles, duties, and responsibilities, regardless of whether they're the treasurer of these organizations or not?
You know, mostly just a lot of budgeting and documentation type of things. And what that needs to look like in an organization, what to expect from your treasurer, what to expect in your finances, what to look for, you know, maybe when you have meetings and the it's time for the treasurer's report, what kinds of things maybe to ask for if it's not being presented by your treasurer. Things that, you know, to get the board more involved in the finances of the organization. It doesn't have to be, you know, real extravagant, but just some signs and things to look for, some red flags, if you will, also.
This will be coming up November the 16th, a preventing theft for nonprofits agencies. And, you know, the risks of fraud and embezzlement extend to just beyond the loss of an organization's funds. It can be truly devastating for the entire organization, and some may not be able to come back for it. So this is a great opportunity to learn some valuable information coming up noon until 3, November the 16th. Lyon County State Bank's Community Room, by the way, is where this will be happening at 902 Merchant. The training, as Lisa mentioned, is free. Lunch is provided. Now, you need to RSVP by November 9th. And you can go to uwfh.org/registration, and that will take you to where you need to be. So looking forward to a good program, and what a great service provided by Agler and Gattert, the Emporia Police Department, and Lyon County State Bank, and the United Way. Lisa, great job. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Yes, thank you so much for letting us come on and talk about this. We really appreciate it.
Great. Have a great day, Lisa.
You too.
Yeah, Captain Emporia Police Captain Lisa Hayes joining us on our primetime newsmaker this morning, Chuck.
All right, if you want to be part of the newsmakers, we do have a couple of slots open next week. Those likely won't last through the day today. So give us a call at 620-342-1400 or email kvue@kvue.com. Tomorrow is First Friday Art Walk Day in downtown Emporia. Lead organizer Kayla Mock will be our newsmaker guest.
And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by MRSK Buildings. You know, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today, 620-340-7732. MRSK Buildings. They construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings. Call Jeff Hodges, 340-7732. 728, 58 degrees. Stay tuned. Weather next.
Seeking a local commercial construction superintendent with 7+ years experience that can build